Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Walking from the sea.
time for the second guess. The words I speak, the ones who sleep in the leadership, fix your mouth and teach. MCs teach the kids what's peace. They don't have to worry about the police. We make them rich so they don't have to see. Every artist here on this track will make a change here for young cats. This is for everybody, white or black. You better go and vote and get up off your back. Lift your hands, get your voice up. You see the power of the people, it's a choice to ignite love. Not a choice, it's a gift that our people have to fight for. And the fight far too personal for anyone to ignore. Voice to be heard.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes, it is WeTalkRadio.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. Good evening, everybody. Chocolate Chip, she's in the building. Hello, man.
Hello. Happy Sunday to everyone.
Happy Sunday to all of you guys that's coming in on the phone lines, that's coming in on the network. Welcome to the E-Man After Show. We're back on tonight. Just jumped off the Man to the Mentor Show. Want to appreciate all of you that's coming in on the network, that's joining us by way of the network, joining us by way of the phone lines. Listen, if you want to follow We Talk Radio Network, you can follow us over here, because why? We're on all social media.
Yeah.
Man, we are heard all around the globe. We want to thank all of you global listeners that listen to this network all around the globe. Man, I tell you, the stats are looking great over here at We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, they are.
Man, we've been around for 13 years. Shout out to the founder and owner, Miss Kia Davis.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
How you doing, Miss Kia D? She might be down at the concert tonight.
She might be.
Yeah, we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, ladies and gentlemen. And Erykah Badu is in town tonight.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Miss Erykah Badu. She's in town on tonight, and a lot of people may be down there on tonight. But listen, if you want to follow us over here on We Talk Radio Network, we're on all social media. You can go to WeTalkRadio.com. And, man, we're about on, what, 50 other platforms. Why don't you help me out with some of them platforms, man?
Okay, so we are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Tune in Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
I knew you were going to say that. Yes, and then man, I like checking it out on Spotify, matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you can download all those apps, and you can listen to us live right now. We're live.
We are live.
We're in the studio, and man, I tell you, we're having a blessed day, man. It's a marvelous time in the neighborhood, huh, man?
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen that's coming in on the phone, man, the phone lines are lighting up. Come on in. Come on in. Trying to give you a moment to come in. The time ticker is going off. Man, we want to appreciate you that follow the E-Man After Show. I'm E-Man. That's my little chocolate chip over there. That's Man to the Mentor.
Right. Hello.
Yes, we just jumped off the Man to the Mentor Show. Had a great conversation over there, huh, Mandy?
We did.
Yeah. We had a listener that wrote into the Man to the Mentor out of Wisconsin.
Right.
And what was the topic over there, Mandy? You'll remember your own topic.
I do. We basically, is it real love if your significant other purchase you flowers from the cemetery. The business office to clarify, but yeah.
Yeah, the question was, is it love if your significant other give you flowers from a graveyard?
Right.
Yeah, that was an interesting conversation. To all of you guys that followed us over here on We Talk Radio, we had fun over there on that
we
show.
We had fun with
yes.
it.
Yes, and so we are back over here on the We Talk Radio Network. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis. I see her on the network on tonight. Man, the phone lines are lighting up. The time ticker is going off. Why? Because we're going to have a disruptive conversation on tonight.
We are.
Yeah, we got a great conversation that we are getting ready to dive into. Man, listen, we got a YouTube channel. If you guys want to follow us, you can follow us on our YouTube channel. That's just one word. Go to We Talk Radio Network. Man, you can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But if you want to subscribe, how do you do that, man?
You subscribe by hitting that subscribe button. And also, you just simply hit the subscribe button. And also, you want to make sure you hit the notification bell so that you can be notified when We Talk Radio family upload new content.
Yes. And so, man, we want you guys to do that and follow all this, because this is a black-owned network.
It is.
And listen, Miss Kia Davis, shout out to you, Miss Kia D. You can check her out every Monday night for the Kia D Unplugged show. Why? Because they have a lot of great hot topics and mm-hmm. a lot of panels that they discuss over there on that show. That's every Monday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
What a great show. She allows us to come sit here at these microphones because we got something to say.
Right.
Why? Because we think our voices need to be heard. Mm-hmm. In this, what would they call, the old folks used to say, in these last and evil days. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we see you guys coming in on the phone. We're allowing you guys to come in all around the globe, all around the network. We're allowing you to come in because we got a great conversation. Because, you know, man, I started this show about a year ago, mm-hmm. going on 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And I formed this show sitting around the domino table.
Right.
And I wanted us men to come around the domino table. Why? Because we need an outlet.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be able to express how we feel, if it's emotional, whatever we thinking about. I wanted to bring it around the domino table, you know, in a conversation
mm-hmm.
where we can be free and don't have to put on no airs or don't have to be something that we not. You know, Shakespeare said it the best, let every man be true to himself.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we're lying to our own selves
mm-hmm.
because we won't keep it real. You mm-hmm. understand what I'm saying? When we in front of certain people, we put on certain airs, right? Because
mm-hmm.
we trying to present ourselves to be something that we really not.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're around the domino table, you have to take all the mask off.
Right.
You understand? Because I don't know nobody that sits around the domino table and be fake. You understand what I'm saying? I don't care if you're smoking a joint, drinking some beer. I don't care what you're doing around the domino table. It's real conversations. And so I wanted to create a show where we men can come and have real, real dialogue. If it's dealing with finances, mm-hmm. health, mental issues, social issues. And so I think last year we talked about diversity, equity, and exclusion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we found out, in our culture, that only means being invited to the party but never asked to dance once you get to the party.
Mm-hmm.
People love for you to come around the table, if you understand what I'm saying? But when we start having open conversations, you know, our opinions don't matter.
Right.
You know, our decisions that we make don't matter. Somebody's always overturning the decision.
Mm-hmm.
They inviting us to the boardroom. You understand what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? But who's making the decision about the gun laws? You want us to come in and talk about the gun laws, and so we get invited to the party, but we don't get to dance. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so since I'm diverse and want to be diverse, I want to have all kinds of conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that being said, tonight, we're going to have some conversations tonight because we got a young man that's coming on tonight, man, that is real diverse in his conversation. And we're gonna have a conversation tonight to all of you guys that's listening on the network. Man, the time ticker is lit up tonight. The phone lines is lit up. Dr. Manuel, if you're on the line, can you hit option one? Because I'm trying to scroll down. I can't find your number right now. I know he's on here somewhere. But tonight we're gonna dive. We around the domino table tonight. And to all of you guys that's coming in on the phone lines, that's on the network on tonight, if you want to call the show and speak to our guests live on tonight, you can call us at 563-999-3456.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, we want you to sit back and we want you to relax yourself you know, because, man, for some particular reason, we understand this is a great market at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time
on a
Sunday night.
Right.
Didn't know it was going to be a great market like this, but it is.
Lots of people are listening.
And so all of you that's listening tonight, we're going to dive into and get into some good conversation because I'm intrigued by the way this brother thinks.
Yes, Miss Emmanuel Hepzibah.
Hepzibah.
He houses a wealth of information, Iman.
Mm-hmm.
And here, as Iman stated, we are all inclusive, right?
Right, right.
And the platform is open to many, and tonight is a treat for some, and it's going to be educational for others.
Right,
and
there's right.
going it's maybe a little bit combative for others, and
right,
that's
right.
okay.
Yeah,
because we're going to have a conversation, and we really want to hear from Dr. Emmanuel, and just be provided with the knowledge that he has for us. Let me just warn you, forewarn some of our listeners tonight that these topics that we're talking about and Mr. Hepzibah, the information that he provides, it may be some things that you may not be aware of. It may be some things that I may not be aware of. But it does not hurt to listen,
right,
you know,
right,
to
right.
listen. And we strongly recommend, especially after having our pre-call with him today, that those of you that are listening on the radio, on the network and on the phone line, you guys take notes tonight. Take
yes.
notes because I believe that he's going to provide us with insight, you know. And for all of us out there that are listening, I believe that we can agree on some things and disagree on other things. And it's okay. It's okay because at the end of the day, knowledge is wealth.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the end of the day, as Iman stated earlier, we are all inclusive here on Mandy the Mentor Show, meaning that
we ain't on the Mandy the Mentor Show. We off of that show.
You know what, guys? We just came out. Let me put my disclaimer out there. We just came off Mandy the Mentor Show.
Yeah, you
so I have
all
to
all
catch
them,
up, okay?
Get all them notes out of your head.
Right.
Yes. And so, ladies and gentlemen, what Mandy is seeing on tonight, you know, I'm intrigued with having a conversation with this brother. And why? Because Carter G. Woodson said it the best. The miseducated Negro, they'll lead you astray.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have been led astray because they'll listen to unlearned people
mm-hmm.
that don't really know who they are.
Right.
And they are passed on misinformation. And so we're still going around in a cycle. And so when we start talking culturally, when we start talking about who we are, man, it never ceases to amaze me how our people, they shy away from these kind of conversations.
Right. I think that we reject a lot of times what we don't understand, Iman.
Right, right.
A lot of times we shy away. If it sounds unfamiliar, if it wasn't something that was presented to us at an early age, sometimes it's hard to gravitate, you know.
Right, right, right.
And so at the end of the day, my stance is it does not hurt to listen. And I love what Dr. Emmanuel stated.
Mm-hmm.
He basically said, research for yourself.
Yeah,
he said,
yeah.
I'm giving you the tools to research for yourself.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, the phone lines are lit up. Dr. Manuel, if you're on the line, hit option one. That's number one on your phone. That puts you at the top of the queue. I'm trying to scroll down and find your number. I know he's on here somewhere. I don't see your number yet, so I'm trying to make sure you're on the line. And so those of you guys on the network, if you want to call in and listen to the show, it's live. You know, you can call in and listen. Yeah, he just hit option one. Thank you, sir. And to those of you that, to all the Fred Bellites at 9:35, we will be running encouragement for your soul. You
yes.
might need some encouragement after this conversation on tonight. Why? Because, you know, I think our voices need to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all about education. I'm all about sitting around having open dialogue. And tonight, guys, we want you guys to be open to the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to do like they do in church.
What's that?
Get your pen and paper out.
Get your pen and paper
You know,
out, yeah.
you know, you, I don't think people do that no more. You know, like take
notes
in church. They do it on their phone.
Right.
Whatever device you got. Why? Because Dr. Manuel and even me, E-Man and Mandy, we challenge you to go back and research this stuff for yourself if you don't believe what this brother is getting ready to provide, right?
Right, and that's one thing I absolutely love about Dr. Emmanuel is that he encouraged you to study. He encouraged you to look it up. As a matter of fact, he's definitely going to give you keys and give you a leadway directive on where to find what he's speaking about tonight.
Listen, this brother got a lot of truth, and I'm so peacock proud and hyena happy. That I just thought about a little recap from last week. Next Saturday night, we're heading to Oklahoma to the TAF Awards.
Right.
We had Mr. Kareem last Sunday night, and they getting ready to do the Teachers Appreciation Foundation in Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
And the men did the mentor show and the E-Man after show will be in Oklahoma City next Saturday night. You know, even the fight come on next Saturday night. Oh, my goodness. But we're going to be down at the war show. So, Mr. Kareem, and to the old you that's listening in Oklahoma tonight, we head down that way next weekend.
We are.
But tonight, man, the phone lines are lit up. We're allowing you guys to come on. This is going to be a good conversation on tonight. Shout out to all of you that's on the network. Man, we hope you have had a blessed day.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you had a marvelous day. We have had a marvelous day. Shout out to Pastor Sarah Jakes Roberts. Man, she preached the word on today. Push through.
She did.
Yeah, so we want you guys to push through this phone line tonight.
and do not be, listen, sometimes when there's things that we don't quite understand, we're reluctant to ask questions. Feel free to press option one tonight to ask questions.
Yeah.
Dr. Emmanuel is very open. You know, he's open to answering your questions tonight. He's open to providing clarity tonight to some things he may say. He may speak a different language
mm-hmm.
in certain aspects than from you and I. And it's okay to ask him. He's open. He's very confident in what he knows and what he provides to other people.
Yeah. So don't let his confidence offend your insecurities, because a lot of people are insecure because they ignorant of not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times when you unlearn and don't know, you'll shut things down and reject it because you don't know.
Yeah, sometimes mm-hmm. things like that, it can paralyze you, right?
Right.
It prevents us from moving forward, from seeking out information, you know, from doing our research, because some people may say, that's E-Man, that's a little bit too deep for me.
I just want to
stay on the surface.
Yeah.
And if that's you, that is okay if that's what you choose to do.
Because I recognize, I steal your words, Mandy. This show may not be for everybody, but it's for somebody.
Right.
And there's a whole lot of people listening, so it's for somebody out there. But just before we bring Dr. Emmanuel in, man, tell me just a little bit about him.
Okay. So we'll just give a snippet of his history, because it's extensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll tell you a little bit about it. Born in the early 40s in Dallas, Texas, in the strong existence of segregation and racism, raised in a section called Freedom Town in North Dallas, raised by, as he stated, my grandmother, who operated a boarding home whose clients were top black leaders and high society Christians, Catholics, and Muslims, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing conversations were had at mealtimes. I found my awakening as a spiritualist very early on by age 9 by accompanying my grandmother to the powerful prayer meetings on Wednesday nights. So I give my account of my strong spirituality to God. To make a long story short, my spiritual counseling has allowed me to be successful successful as an advisor of law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
top millionaires, governors, and other political leaders. I have also been a guest on leading radio stations. I have been featured in the Dallas Morning News and the Dallas Weekly newspapers. I was invited to lecture at Eastfield College by the late Dr. Larry Gord, which led me to my being invited to have classes and TV shows at Lincoln Humanities Communication Magnet School. I am versed in musicology, colorology, numerology, and astronomy, etc.
Yes. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this brother has extensive background, and man, we just so peacock proud and elephant elated. I'm trying to use some big words like
so,
Mr. Now, yeah, man, I'm honored to have him on tonight. And so without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring Dr. Emmanuel in on tonight, because he's well-skilled. And
mm-hmm.
This is why I'm calling him doctor. He's well-skilled in knowing what he's talking about, right?
That would be correct.
And so, with further ado, ladies and gentlemen, because the phone lines are lit up, matter of fact, just before I see you there, Dr. Emmanuel, let me go ahead and take care of this real quick, so just in case I forget. Let's do it like this real quick.
The opinions and views of our friends and guests does not reflect the opinion and views of the E-Man After Show and We Talk Radio Network.
Yes. And so just want to get that disclaimer out of the way. Dr. Manuel, how are you tonight, sir?
I'm so flattered and I'm so honored and I'm so grateful and thankful to be on your show on the airways. And the idea that you call me a doctor is just over flattering me. I appreciate being on your show. Thank you very much. You and the Queen Mandy.
Well, brother, man, we so peacock proud to have you and happy.
We are.
And I'm so elephant elated to have you to have you on tonight. Man, I want to thank you for taking out your time. I know you probably have had a long and busy day, but to take your time out to come and speak to our listeners, you know, for just a little bit on tonight, because I think it's very, very important we as a people understand somewhat who we is and who we are. And once we know who we are, we know whose we are.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Manuel, I think a lot of us going to get a little educated tonight. Why? Because we finna dive into some conversations. So those of you that's coming around the domino table on tonight, pull a chair up, you know, get your pen and paper out, because we want to talk about quite a bit tonight, because we're going to be jumping back. Why? Because I'm a young black man and he yet to be United States. And I've seen so much and we have seen so much down through the times. And a lot of us, we think we free, but we were not really free. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the renewing of our mind, because a lot of us have been miseducated. Dr. Manuel and Carter G. Wilson said it the best, the miseducated Negro, you know, he's led astray. So for all of those that's coming in on the phone lines tonight, we're having what we call a disruptive conversation. This conversation that's provoked you to think,
mm-hmm.
to provoke you to go back and do some research and get out of your mindset of what you've been taught, because some of you need to be retaught. You know what I'm saying? And so, Dr. Manuel, with that being said, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit, just a little bit about yourself, who you are, sir, and all that you do.
Well, thank you very much. First of all,
mm-hmm.
I am a proud person descended from the country by the name of Abubulon.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who don't know what Abubulon and where it is, this is the name of Africa before it was invaded by the Romans and changed to the name of Africa. I've asked, this is who I am. And I am a person who's been liberated from my slave name to knowing my real name as Hephzibah, which also means in her I delight, what we can get into later. I have been a host of my own TV show, which was dealing with one show, Our Story, Past, Present, and Future, which deals with the melanated people, the black, brown, red, and yellow people, and, of course,
mm-hmm.
our queen. I've been on the radio show, on my TV show with the tarot, and also astrology, which had its
mm-hmm.
origin in Mesopotamia way before Egypt was existed. And I'm also a gifted musician from birth, and I'm now in school majoring in music, but I've had the skill all of my life, and I am a person that believes in education. I'm also a student right now.
Yes.
So this is who I am and what I'm hoping to be better as.
Right, right. Well, sir, that's a whole that's a whole lot. Well, man, we want to appreciate you taking the time out to come and share with us, because, you know, me being a young black man and seeing all the calamities and everything that's going on in this world today, you know, growing up trying to understand, some people don't know I'm real prejudiced too, Mr. Emmanuel. You know, it goes both ways. My mother seen her mother lynched.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? And so my mama didn't really like white folk, and I don't
mm-hmm.
either. You understand? But I have grew up to understand a little bit better now that all white people are not bad.
Mm.
You understand? And so as we have grew up in this yet-to-be United States, Mr. Manuel, I feel like a lot of us have been misled. We have been misled in education.
Mm-hmm.
We have been misled in Christendom. You know, it's been a whole lot of teachings that don't really – that really took our story out of it. even when you start talking about the textbooks in school, you know, they have left our real rich history out. And so, Mr. Manuel, we want to get into some conversation because you talked about your name and what your name means. You understand? Most people don't recognize what their name means. Your name is significant.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't understand who you are and whose you are, you'll walk around and this is why I believe Mandy and Dr. Manuel, this is people are trying to discover who they are because they don't know what their name means.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you don't go back and really research to find out your roots, to find out where you come from, to find out who your lineage is, you'll ever be for trying to figure out who you are as an individual. You understand what I'm saying, Mr. Manuel? And so right off the top of the bat, because we told you this is going to be a disruptive conversation,
yes,
and we finna get into it, and Mr. Manuel, I'm going to have to break at 9:35 because we do a segment called Encouragement for the Soul. But we got up to 11 o'clock, so we're going to have some great discussions tonight. Because as a little boy, you know, we've been taught the Bible, right? I'm going right in, Mr.
Okay.
Manuel. We've been taught the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And being taught the Bible, most clergymen, most people to me have tried to play down the color of Jesus. You know, right off the top, do you think it's important, Mr. Manuel, for us to understand why it's important for us to recognize that Jesus was sent down as a man of nature's son, as a man looked like me and you? Talk to me a little bit about what you know about that, sir.
Well, first of all, if it wasn't for the fact of Jesus being black, the
mm-hmm.
Bible would have never been interpreted by King James to have it interpreted, because it's very important to understand about the lineage of who Jesus really was. When you're talking about his hair being as lamb's wool, you're talking
mm-hmm.
about his eyes and his fire, and you're talking about his very physical presence. This is ignored by the Bible. And of
mm-hmm.
course, when you have the missing books of the Bible, which goes into his lineage, you have found out who this man really is. It's all a matter of racism that started way back with the lineage of Jesus' people in 42 B.C., when Rome first went into
mm-hmm.
into Israel and invaded Israel. And before that, up in North Africa, you had a people called the Carthaginians, and the Romans also invaded that and took away our heritage to destroy who we were. So
right.
knowing who Jesus really is very, very important. And you have different legends about Jesus. Some people say that him
mm-hmm.
and Mary Magdalene had children showing up 2,000 years later. But some of these writings concerning Jesus is very important. And it's all the absence of who he was and how he was described. It's
right.
a matter of racism even down to this very, very day. Now,
exactly.
one thing, Jesus is telling you some things in the Bible that we are looking at and don't see. Why would you think Jesus would tell us, watch for the perfect man and be perfect
mm-hmm.
as I am, and I will be perfect as my Father? And don't forget to put the W-O in front of man, woman.
Woman.
Why would Jesus have the perfect man if they don't exist? Who have you heard, and when have you heard, and how many times have you heard? There's nobody perfect. So why
right.
would Jesus have you looking out for them? For they must exist. So being informed of who Jesus was and his lineage is very important. That's what I have to tell you about Jesus. Because
right, right.
when you don't have a self-esteem of who you are and you believe that you are an animal, would you invite your dog to have... Would you invite your dog to have a vote on the president? See, the reason our votes don't count because they consider us as animals.
Right,
so
right.
our votes don't count. So am
mm-hmm.
I answering you about Jesus in the because it's right there. When you're looking at John, as
mm-hmm.
he's on the Isle of Patmos, and he's having dreams. He's astral traveling from the prisons on from
right.
the Isle of Patmos. He's traveling. He's leaving his soul, he's leaving his body there in Patmos, but he's traveling to where the heavens are, to Jesus, and he sees him sitting in front of seven golden candlesticks, which is the candelabras and
mm-hmm.
the understanding of the nine candles and the numbers seven, numerology and colorology. And he's telling you how he's looking at Jesus with his eyes color and his description of his hair. He's talking about the color of Jesus' skin. And even that wasn't enough for him. He had to look in Jesus' hands to find out. He was really looking for the nail prints in Jesus' hands. But guess what else he saw and he noticed in his hands? He noticed the lines in Jesus' hands, which right today is a main point of reading the lines in your hand, because I do not know this art, but I'm familiar with it. But the lines in Jesus' hands really made him know who Jesus was, with the seven stars in his hands. I know, I know what they look like. But all of this is a science. All of this is describing Jesus. And right today, when you have people coming in talking about Christianity, they have plagiarized our history, and they have been lying to you, and they have fooled the whole world. But here's what happens when you're talking about Jesus. Jesus is telling you that at a certain time when the world ends, not the world ending of the physical world, but the world is going to end under the influence of the Europeans and the Romans, who are still in power. At a certain time, they are going to run out of power, and God's words from the earth of truth is going to come up in the communication of airways right today. From the time I told you about Jesus back in 42 B.C. when the Romans invaded Israel and ran out all the other native people in the world, in Israel, and now they've taken place in Israel calling themselves Jews. Now what Jesus is telling you now in the second chapter of Matthew, verse 6 and 9, he's telling you, I know of you, I'm just quoting, paraphrasing, and I know you call yourself, and you call yourself Jews, but you are not Jews, but you are synagogues of Satan. And that word synagogue of Satan is meaning you are imitating the Jews right today. And ever since, and this is before Jesus was born. Now, when Jesus was 12 years old, he had a feel and a full knowledge of his own history. Now, today at 12 years old, you are not in the 12th grade. When Jesus began to be educated at one, when he got to be 12 years old, he was equivalent to a high school graduate, knowing his history. And so he went into the temples asking questions concerning who he was to the people that who was pretending to be religious. They couldn't answer any of his questions.
But
when they asked him, he could understand everything and answer them. Now, what this meant was to the parishioners in this church, they said, this boy has to be the one Herod was looking for back 12 years ago. So we can get some kudos, or we could go back to Herod and let him know that he didn't kill this boy, that he was still living. But how did Herod know to look for Jesus at birthplace at this particular time to kill up all those little baby boys? What Herod had was a philosophy written in astrology and in the Mesopotamian history of when Jesus would be born, and how this information was shown was through astrology about the movement of the stars. The certain movement of the stars would let you know when God was going to send Jesus into this planet. And this is the information that Herod had all the time. You got what I'm saying? So the information
with that, Dr. Manuel, hold that thought right there, because we way over time. I need to do this segment. So ladies and gentlemen on the network, we don't want you guys to go nowhere. You're going to get some edumacation on tonight. Why? Because a lot of you don't know. A lot of this has been left out of your Bible. This is why we want you to go back and research if you don't want to take his word for it. See, a lot of you on the network, you're unlearned. And so you won't get this kind of teaching at SMU, but you'll get it at at TSU. Why? Because it's dealing with who we are. See, you know, way scripture is written, and we're going to get into all of this. So we want you guys to be open on the network. We don't want you to call up. We don't want you to, I can just see the minds already going. Why? Because this is language that you're not familiar with, because you uneducated, and we are trying to get you to get educated where you can tie into why you practice Christianity. Because if you don't know who you are, you basic, because see, our forefathers, they couldn't read long time ago. If I can ask you, Mr. Manuel, you're about 80 years old, right?
You're right.
He's 80 years old, and so my mother was 95. If you don't really know these histories, you don't know certain things been left out of the Bible. You know what people have been teaching you from your age up, and so you don't know your real history. And so it's a whole lot of this information is not in your Bible. This is why they have called it a white theology, because a lot of it is being rewritten. Mm-hmm. But man, I do gotta do this segment. We finna get into it, so we want you guys to they ain't gonna go nowhere, Mr. Emmanuel. They'll stay here to never. The phone lines are lit up. And so, guys, let's do our segment, then we're going to come back into our conversation. Y'all guys, keep it locked. It's the E-Man After Show. We'll be back right after this.
You have just been motivated, inspired, with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
Is there someone out there tonight wishing they had more? Meaning you have a house, you have a car, you have a job. But sometimes we always want more, but then we don't realize that we have everything we need, and it's all because of God. God has provided us with all we need. He provides us with our needs, not our wants. Because if he gave us everything we wanted, we would be spoiled kids. But tonight, we're going to come and we're going to glorify God tonight, because it's all because of God. All the things we have accomplished in our lifetime, our jobs, our homes, cars, and our incomes. Now, if we look at some of the backgrounds we come from and the neighborhoods, we weren't supposed to make it. And when we did, we find ourselves saying, look at what I did, or look at what I accomplished. But guess what? It wasn't us. Because the Bible tells us in Romans 11:36, for everything comes from him and exists by his power and is intended for his glory. So all the glory forever is to be given to him. Nothing we do or have obtained is from us. We played a small part, but it was all from God. And it's been given to us to glorify him, because without him, we are nothing, and with him, we are everything. So when we breathe, live, and exist, it's all because of him. So it's not us, it's all God. So the next time we think we don't have enough, let's thank God for the things we do have. But let's go out and encourage somebody who does not think they have enough to let them know they have everything when they have God. Because without God, we are nothing. And as I said before, with him, we are everything. So tonight, I want this word to encourage you, to let you know that it's all God. And if God is in you, you have everything you need. And I hope this word encouraged someone tonight. You heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
Been motivated, inspired, with encouragement for your soul, with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
This is for the world. Searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah, yeah. Asking questions, 'cause we don't know why. Oh, yes. We all need you to make a way. And we all need you. That's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you. Show us the way. When it all falls down and there's no way out. Hey, when our faith is lost and we're full of doubt. Ooh,
listen, we all need you to make a way. We all need you, that's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you, show us the way. Hey, when it all falls down and there's no way out, yeah, when our faith is lost and we're full of doubt, hey, we know who you are and you never change. You're still God over everything. Oh, 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 Lord, we need you.
Hi, I'm Tia Brown with Provoking Thoughts. You're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is where
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
It is the E-Man After Show. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us on tonight. The phone lines are lit up on tonight. We see you guys over there on the network. Man, the time ticker is going off. Man, I tell you, we see you guys that's hanging out with us on tonight. Man, let's see if we can bring Dr. Manuel back into the conversation.
Okay.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're sitting around the domino table over here on the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Dr. Manuel. Are you back with us, sir?
I'm right here.
Yeah, he's right there. We want to appreciate him for taking out his time on tonight. So, man, we in the cut now. We ain't got to take another break. We done got all that out the way. So let's just get back into this great conversation because when we left off, Dr. Manuel, you were sharing a lot. And, man, I tell you, this is some rich information because, you know, me being a Bible studier and me being a history studier, you know, it's just so much of our rich history of who we are have been left out. Our history books have been left out of the Bible. And a lot of people don't even understand Dr. Manuel and Mandy and those who don't know why the Bible was even written in King James. And so, Mr. Manuel, let's just get back into this great conversation, sir. You know, as we left off, you was just sharing with us you know, why it's important that we understand that, you know, Jesus was sent down as a man of color and why that's important. And Dr. Manuel, why do you think the African-American clergymen don't really talk about the history of the Bible?
Let me tell you, let me give it to you in a word, something God hates and he talks about you wincing and fearing. And that's because of there's a fear, and God doesn't have a spirit of fear. They are afraid to go against the trainings of their enemies. And you know, God has said in his writings one time, because you are afraid and because you lord and love your enemies, I shall turn you over to your enemies until you repent. And God knows when he turns you over to the enemy, they were going to treat you so bad you had to turn back. That's look at President Trump, whose real name is Drump, and they are treated you so bad, not trying to take you back and to make you go backwards. Now we are forced to go back and say, God, forgive us and teach us the right things. Fear is the main reason why they don't want to tell the truth. And you have to remember another thing that the Word of God said when you divide it for truth. The whole world been fooled. The whole world has been fooled. I mean, they've been
Let's
tricked.
Talk about that. Let's talk about that tonight. Why do you say that?
The whole world has been fooled. Okay? They have not, all of them have not forsake God out of being just sinful. They have been fooled into thinking and believing the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that have been fooled, they are saying something is just not right. I've been praying, I've been going to church all these years, and you keep doing the same thing over and over and over, and you get the same results of negative. That means you are doing something wrong. Something is not right. And where we are right now in time, God has said in his word that they will not be in vain. He said there will come a day when the earth will hew up the truth where the lies have been planted. And now, and that day is going to be telling you how to see it is through astrology. See, that day when the earth is up in the truth, that day is today, and you can tell it by the arrangement of the stars, which was assigned by the Mediterraneans way before Egypt was ever here. That's the origin of astrology and astronomy. So right today, when Jesus tells you, in that day I shall raise up my nations, and it's going to be the nations on the planet, and it's going to be the other nations from the other planetary planets that's around our earth and heaven, which Enoch talked about. It's why they took his book out of the Bible, because Enoch talked about other life forms other than being on this planet earth. And the day when God is raising up his nations, like I told you before, the melanated nations, who are opposite of the Europeans and the Romans, we outnumber these people. The women in America today outnumber the men today. And when you Jesus raising up the queen, and you're studying the ants and the beans, they cannot win an election because they don't have the people, so they want to do away with democracy. This is all happening on the word of God that's been spoken, that's not written in the Bible. Your discernment comes from within you where God really is. If you have a premonition of God talking to you from inside, which is the divine mother and father, and you have been dominated by politics and religion, you don't have a tendency of understanding what God is trying to tell you inside of you because you are dominated by false information. So where we have, where we are right now is in that day at the end of the world when the Romans influences and the European influences, they are at their end. And God says during that time, he's raising, he's building up his throne. So if God is telling you he's going to build up another nation at the time the world is ending, where are you and who are you? You have to know who you are. Now, here's the thing. You go to reparations for who you are as a nation. You can't go to the you can't get reparations of being a black man. You have to. You can't go get reparations for being an Afro-American, because that's not who you are. They stole you and kidnapped you from Africa. Which one of you are from the family of kings and empresses and queens? This is the money that they owe you. You have to know who you are in order to get the money you're due. So this is why they don't want you to know who you are. And when God said he's going to raise up his nations, this is why they want to keep the guns, because they're judging you by themselves. They're paranoid. What if we had put them in slavery, and they're coming to a point where they can see where they might be free? Now, they're judging us by themselves. So when the blacks and the melanated people raise up, we must be ready to combine to protect ourselves against them for doing what we did to them. But they're not God's words is what's going to protect us. We're not going to need the guns. We're not trying to take anything from them. We just want justice and what belongs to us. And our system that we have that they're trying to get away with, do away with democracy, we have the numbers. We have the people. We have the people in the airways where we are coming through right now. The women are waking up. And I can show you in that Matthew chapter 12, 38 to 50, and when you go and underline that 42, where I'm raising up my queens. And let me
get that scripture again, Matthew 24, and to those of you
I didn't say Matthew 24. 12, I said 28. Matthew 12,
okay.
Verses 38 to 50.
Okay.
Now, when you get to the verse, when you get to that verse 42, you're going to see right there. See, all the scriptures have a secret part in there that Jesus, that he said to put the talking in parable. In that day, I said, raise up my queen. Now, let's go back and look at the person sitting up there. You think they're afraid of Biden? Don't you know these people are afraid of Harris sitting right there, vice president?
Yeah. Right.
He went down
the floor.
Don't you know that that's who they're afraid of? And look at it. Let's go look at Oprah Winfrey. Let's look at President Obama's wife.
Michelle,
and let's look at Beyonce. Let me tell you what these young women today now, they know something is right. And what has united the women is the misjudgment of the Supreme Court, which is fictitious now. When they struck a right and a law to say, we're going to take the rights of the women from them, and some of these women now, their children won't have as much rights as their grandparents had. The taking of their rights from them is what's going to unite them together as a people. And this is where we are right today. The women are going to be risen up. And the men who are not, the non-chauvinist men, they recognize a smart woman.
For sure,
and
for sure.
In their wives and in their female relatives. A smart man is not chauvinist. They're not afraid of smart women. As a matter of fact, we need you and appreciate you. So what you have now, the women are going to be accompanied by the melanated people. They're going to be accompanied by chauvinist men, and God's word is going to be so. So when I'm talking about my name, Sister, but the protection of God's word is where we are. They can't come out here and kill off everybody like they did Martin and Malcolm. It's too many of us.
Right.
Because that time is up. And the only thing that you have now that they kind of kill off was faith. See, I'm a faithless. In 80 years, I've watched these people come in and take my family's property downtown Dallas. And the lawyers
talk about
are afraid. Okay.
Let's take your time and explain, and then I know Mandy going to jump in here. So you want to jump in now, man?
We can talk about it. I'll jump in later.
Let's talk so people can understand, Mr. Manuel. This is some good stuff right here. This is stuff I don't normally give y'all on the network. I'm giving y'all stuff out of my bag tonight. You know.
Okay, well, let me tell you.
Go ahead and tell us, Dr. Manuel. Yes,
first
sir.
Of all, I was born in North downtown called Freedmantown. And the first Freedmantown was Joppy. And when we were in Joppy, that was Freedmantown, the first one in this area. But when they came through with the census tract and ran a railroad track through, the blacks and the Oriental people began to go to work for the railroads. And so by the time they got down to the Comas and Howe area, we began to build and structure our houses up in there. And we called that Freedmantown, okay? My family, since 1900s, my grandparents and my grandparents' sisters and brothers bought property downtown Dallas. And that property of $6,000 is worth right now over maybe $2 billion right now with all the income that they took from us. Now, here's the situation. When I began to look into the Muslims and the different religions, I found out that the name Simmons was the name of the white who owned the slaves. And we had to take on that name. Who was I? So as we began to research, I found out that my family and tribe came from Bubi land, which we call Africa today. And it's important for the people out here to understand that Africa is a European name, which was from the conquerors of Rome who changed us and not let us know who we are. Abubulan means, drink me some water. But Abubulan means.
Take your time. We sitting around a domino table. You could take your time. Relax.
Abubulan means the Garden of Eden. All life came out of what we call Africa today. It came out of Abubulan, which is the real name for Africa that was changed by the Europeans. This is what we need to know. And so when I found out my name, immediately don't want to be called Simmons anymore. But as I found out my name, I found out that the city of Dallas and the banks has stolen property from my family. And and the black attorneys are afraid to help you. They think they have to spend too much money. And the white business people, they don't want to fight against these big people because they have to get money from them. And it's a big conspiracy and fear. Now, here's the real deal. America is not united, okay? America is ununited. These people, all the states are trying to get individual power. So the name Simmons was the name of the family that bought the African family from Africa in a criminal means through slavery. So I am not a Simmons. So who am I? My name Hephzibah comes, you can trace it back through the Bible. And when you come back and trace that name Hephzibah, you're going to see in her eye the light. These are the women that God loved. And right today, how many black Negroes and colored people know who their real heritage run down to? They owe us money and reparations. So
right
today, people have begun to be hungry. People are dropping out of the church every day and different religions. The Catholic Church said at one time before they established the Bible, before the truth came out, that the earth was flat and the sun went around the earth. But the Mesopotamian scholars and scientists who were in astrology could prove that the 28 days was the day that the moon went around the earth, and you had 28 days in a month. So that's going to disprove what was in that Bible when you have to divide the words for truth. So the Christian church that says the earth went around, I mean the sun went around the earth, that was not true.
Mm-hmm.
And when that truth came, and right today they don't want to admit that they were wrong about that. And we're still following their philosophies in the Christian Bible other than really the words of God's real science. So when I go about finding out my name, and who I am, lineage. These people not only owe me money for my heritage from my family that they stole out of Africa, they owe me money right today where they're sitting up on my family property right in North Dallas. And guess what else is happening? In Freedmantown, or Thomas and Hall area, there are more than my family that they fictitiously claimed right now in Dallas. And most of the people that they're dead. I'm 80 years old, and I'm healthy with God's spirit. And this is a heritage that they stole from me and my family and my grandchildren. And when you know who you are, right today, if anybody's listening, we need to understand that we need to come together and understand who we are. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't want to name, I'm not naming my children Simmons, naming after the family that stole me. Fed my children to the alligators, hit their heads on the corner of buildings. And call us animals. We're 10% animals. If you're 10% human, that means you ain't got no business voting. You could say,
right.
So when they say voting is illegal, that means the voting is illegal because a monkey can't vote, a horse can't vote,
cannot vote.
So you are not a full human. This is right today practice right now. Look at Florida, the government and what they're doing. They're trying to say that we learn education from being slaves. All of this is a bunch of crap, and it's right in front of you, airways. So this is about me and my name and the name of my children. And some of them say, Daddy, they're going to come and kill us. They're not going to kill us because they should have killed me 80 years ago. This is just the right time because there's too many women out here that's going to love me because guess what? I know you. I know you all are queens. And when you come into your power, I want to tell you something that Emmanuel said.
Go ahead,
I am
Dr.
on your
Man.
Side.
Yes.
I'm not the chauvinist. You know who's trying to keep you back? I'm not that chauvinist. I'm not that ignorant preacher who's afraid to tell you the real truth and talk about Jesus being a black man. They know that. We don't want to get into that with no J's doing that day. But Jesus, God has 72 names. Jesus know who you. If Jesus is not his real name, and you saying judge, whatever. You know that little baby's talking to you when they can't talk good. You still know they're trying to say mom and daddy. They will grow eventually into how to pronounce your name and address you properly. But you're not going, that's not my name, baby. Don't call me that. You know that little baby in time is going to know who you are. It's time for us now to know who God is. And there are books you can get on your computer. What are the missing names? What are the missing books in the Bible? You can ask, go send for those books. How many Marys are in the Bible? Who is Mary Magdalene? Who is James' mother? Go read and research and get hungry for God like you get hungry for that pig and you get hungry for that bad meat. And I tell you another thing. If you learn how to eat.
Hold on, Dr. Manuel. Hold on a second. This is some good stuff. We see you guys on the network. The phone lines are lit up. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is the E-Man After Show. We're around the domino table. You get some education tonight. And listen, if you have any questions, you know, if you need to be enlightened by what this young man is sharing on tonight, you know, you can hit option one. You don't have to shy away and be afraid to come into the conversation, because what he's doing is a whole lot of us have been misled. And when Dr. Manuel, when I sit there and listen to brothers like you and listen to other young men and men with scholars, and this is not new information to me, but it's new information to some of you on the network. And so a lot of you have been challenged just by listening to him on tonight. We have people that hit option one. We're going to bring 1724. You stay right there. We're going to bring you into the conversation. Why? Because power is knowledge and knowledge is power. And a lot of us, we have been locked out the American dream because we don't know this. And so when we get this on the network, you know, a lot of people shy away because, you know, you have been locked out because you've been miseducated. And so, Emmanuel, Dr. Wheat, man, you're giving us a handful on tonight. Man, I know you just on tiptoe expectation to jump in, and then we're going to bring this call in.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Dr. Emmanuel, thank you for all the information that you have given us.
Queen, you and E-Man, please, I don't want to mislead the people in thinking that I am a doctor.
Well,
I gravitated to it because of what you, because of the knowledge that you possess, E-Man. That's why he referred to you.
Yeah. Just to clean it up a little bit.
Yes,
yeah, we know you might not have a doctorate, but when you spit this kind of information, and you know what you're talking about, I'm going to be like everybody else, Doc. Yeah. You know. But go ahead, sir.
Let me tell you. Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I am in my second year in college right today, because I grew up, I did not learn how to read and write. I could not read and write. And my granddaughters and my daughters was teaching me about A-E-I-O and U. My little granddaughter said, "Granddad, have you ever heard of A-E-I-O and U?" And I said, "No." I believe it all. Children, because I have dreams. My discernment comes from dreams. My playing the music comes from dreams. And now I'm in college. I'm learning the interpretations of the music. Now, here's what I want you to understand. When I was going back to get my GED 2 years ago, I learned how to read. And I'm just not learning how everything is coming to me through dreams, my delivering the babies, my playing the music, all this coming to me through dreams. It's coming to me directly. God teaching me. Now everything God taught me in spirit, I know how to get to it physically. This is where I am right now. And guess what I learned when I learned how to read now, which I do, the E-Man? Guess what I found out?
I found out
that the city of Dallas and the Republican Bank reportedly took my property from me and my family and my children and my grandkids. And guess what that means? The statute of limitations is no longer legal. If a statute of limitations, if you have a fraud that eliminates the statute of limitations. I have just found out in the last 2 years from the property that they took from my family in 1986, that property is legally mine. And do you know, I cannot get an attorney anywhere in all of the Negro and the coloreds and the niggers. And please excuse my word, the niggas.
No, you only, you man, I feel you good. Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something. We still have niggas. If you marinate somebody in the marinade of niggerism, when you get through marinating them in niggerism, they're going to come out and be niggas. You can't take that word out of existence. We still have some niggas existing right today.
Right.
And let me tell you what else. Dallas at one time, I don't know about now today, but Dallas had more churches than any city in the United States.
That's true. Yes.
And this is
98% more than any other. Yeah, you're exactly right.
In the world now. I'm not talking about
right, in the world, yeah.
Dallas it's got a church on just about every corner, and these people don't know anything about the Bible because they are afraid. And God does not like people who are fearful. And he tells you in that book of Habakkuk how he don't like wincing and fear. But at the same time, they have reasons feel, these white people in this city. Because these white people in Dallas, they will do cruelty to you. They have killed and murdered. I remember Walker, when they murdered him, talking about he was raping. If anybody has a reason to be physically afraid of white people, these are these Dallas people. They are afraid. And if that white man says boo, they are afraid. But let me tell you what else I've seen, too, here. Dallas has, right today, some of the smartest women on the planet. And if you are a smart woman and you're living in Dallas, Texas, you are going to pure D hell from the churches, and you're going to catch pure D hell from the political people. But God has you women here, and you need to come together some kind of way. That's all I'm going to say about this. And you need to understand, find out who you are. They talk about the continent of Africa. If you look at an Atlas book, you're going to see America is, they even fake the size of America. You can sit America inside of Africa, of Cubulon. And that's where you need to look. Just, I want the people out there, go into your Google or your information. What was Africa before it was changed after? What was the continent of Africa called before it was called Africa? And find out who you are, and find out why you never have that information in front of you, because you're not hungry and thirsty. Find out what President Trump's name was before
really
Trump. You're going to find out his name was Trump from a family criminal in Germany. See, this is something, and it's the airway. It's right out there for you to see. And then pretty soon from this, you see an effort coming along where they want to remove Google from your information. Wake up.
Mr. Manuel, you got Dr. Manuel, you got our phone lines there. I can't even stroll down no more. So let's take some phone calls, sir. Let's take a phone call before you jump in. Ladies and gentlemen on the network, the phone lines are lit up tonight. The network is lit up. Why? Because this platform is to give you each and every person I feel has a voice. And I'm not intimidated, and I'm not biased. I don't serve no bias God, first and foremost. And I don't shut people down just because they have different ideas and perspectives and different beliefs and how they believe and what they know. To those of you that's on the network that's unlearned, you can learn some if you open up. And so tonight we're going to be bringing, because we definitely going to have to bring him back, because we're getting ready. Manuel, I'm getting ready to bring a lot of advocates to this show that want to be a part of this show. Why? Because our people is suffering from the lack of knowledge. And so Mandy just sitting over there like, I guess I'm going to get a question in here tonight. But let me go to the phone lines real quick. Last four numbers, 1724, you're on the E-Man After Show. Who is this?
This is Minister Wade. Am I still welcome on your program?
Minister Wade, how you doing, sir? How are you?
I mentioned this to a lady earlier today that was in Texas over the weekend, and she asked me. She said, "Well, how you doing?" I said, "Does too good to complain sound familiar to you?"
Too good to complain, huh?
Without question. Uh
huh.
Just a question.
Well,
that's
how. That's how Minister Wade is doing. And the doctor, I'm so glad I got the chance to meet him. And then I owe you and the lovely missus, and I heard him use the word queen. So I'm honored to know that there is someone else in this life, on this planet, going in the same direction that we are going, who recognize who we are, and especially as to who our women is in our lives. Now, why do I say our lives? Not many of us know who we are, Dr. Emmanuel. Not many of us. You know, and so you know me very well, E-Man, you know, and I can go way out there on that, but I like to keep it at a level whereas I don't know it all. I'm still learning. Thank you.
Yes.
How you doing, man?
man, we're doing absolutely. Lulu, you talking to me or you talking to Mr. Manuel?
Both of you. Both you, Dr. Manuel, and the doctor.
Mandy.
Dr. Mandy. Yes, everybody.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me just get some clarity here, Minister Wade. Minister Wade has been a follower of the E-Man After Show and the Mandy, the Mentor Show. Glad to hear you doing well.
Yes.
Glad to hear your voice on tonight. You're no stranger to the show. And so this is what I was sharing with you probably a year ago, Mr. Wade, that I'm going to do these kind of programs because I feel like our people, you know, have been miseducated and hoodwinked and bamboozled, especially in the Christian community. And
Lord,
I did tell you that, you know, you keep listening to the email. I see people think they know me. They don't know me, Mr. Wade.
Mm.
I'm a whole totally different Negro than you think I am. You understand what I'm saying? And so you will find out the real E-Man or the real Mr. Ellis. Because, see, I don't live in fear. You understand what I'm saying?
No, so we
trying to bring these kind of conversations, because this is a disruptive conversation. We're trying to bring these kind of conversations so our people can catch up, because Minister Wade, you're a minister of the Bible. You know, you're a man of teaching the Word of God, and a lot of what this brother is sharing is, you know, and a whole lot of Black African Americans, they don't hear tonight, they listening. It's a whole lot of them is not teaching this. Why? Because a lot of this has been left out of the Bible. And when we really come around the tables to sit around and talk, you'd be surprised of a lot of the top clergymen that knows this kind of information. Because you can go back and study to understand this for yourself. You know, to those of you that's on the network, you can go back and study. But we have been conditioned to keep this kind of information out. You understand? So we're not being free because we don't know who we are. And when you don't know who you are, you don't know whose you are. So you willing to follow a lot of people that read a lot of books and textbooks. And you know, if they don't want us in the history books and in school, they definitely don't want us to know who we are in Christianity. I mean, Minister Wade, you're up there in age, sir. And I let you address Mr. Dr. Emanuel. You up there in age. You know, they don't understand the struggle when y'all had y'all political meeting down by the riverside. You understand? That's where those songs was birthed out of, because this is where they got their information. Am I right, Mr. Emanuel? And so, you know, wonder what would happen if people was really preaching and teaching the truth. Yeah, go right ahead, sir.
May I?
Mm-hmm, sure.
And you had shared with me about your mom's grandmother, and mm-hmm. I had shared with you about my dad.
Yes,
and
sir.
At my age,
I
love that. At my age, mm-hmm. I have found out the book that I didn't get to read.
Mm.
Regardless of how that grandmother got taken away from your mom, that was something mm-hmm. that your mom, even though your mom's mom got it, but you still, it falls, it trickles down, and it gets covered up. The old sand and the wind, it covers it up. No one wants to talk about it anymore. But
right.
Every now and then, You have something that's within us, and God said it in the Word. I love what the doctor is saying. There has been so much that has been twisted and turned and tore out, you know, because they don't want you to know.
Oh, for
but
sure.
When God comes in, when that mm-hmm. spirit, Lord have mercy, Jesus, see, I'm going to go into a text, because he said something about pouring out his spirit on his people, and then that's what happens. They can't stop it.
Right.
Go ahead,
Mr. Manuel.
No, sir, that's you.
Go
here's
right
what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
When I was having dreams of the living of my children, it scared the hell out of me, okay? And for the third child, which is my third daughter, went to work for the VA hospital and found all the records that the VA said they couldn't find and didn't want to pay for my education and didn't want to pay for their education. And when my daughter went off in there and found all this information almost 50 years later, this is why I went to school, because my daughters, who understood who they were, helped me. And he said, Dad, I'm going to Waco, and we're going to look at your records and find out, lo and behold, they said, well, Mr. Simmons, we can't find any record of you being in the Marine Corps. My daughter found them. And when she found those records for me, this is when I said, well, I'm going to school. And guess what happens right now? They denied all of my daughter's education because they didn't want to forgive me. They said I wasn't qualified, and that was a willful denial of my rights from the military and the government business of America. And right now, not only they owe my children education and all the money they mm-hmm. had to buy borrow to go to school, they should knock that off, and they should still be able to go to school under my qualification of being a veteran. We are under a major lie attack, and what's happening now when God raises up us as a people, we need to rejoice. They can't kill all of us right now. They cannot come out and kill all of us. They cannot kill us like they did Malcolm, and they cannot kill us like they did Martin Luther King, because God's word and God's words are protecting us right this very day. And another thing, let me tell you one more thing. They tried to put me in jail because I delivered my children saying I was practicing medicine without a license. And guess what? I wasn't making money. They had to drop all of these charges on me for doing that. These people are still racist. And this bottom line for everything now is racism. It's racism, and this is what we need to know. And these preachers, and there's one more thing that you need to realize. These preachers need to get off of their little phone butts and let these women say something. Because if it hadn't been for our black women and our queens, we would not be here. They need to stop that. They need to get on out of the way. They need to get out of the way and let our queens do what God put them here to do, raise us, love us, nourish us, and stop being afraid. The women are not afraid. I'm not saying that you don't have smart men, but on a mass, women are smarter than men, and I would go forever with saying that.
Yes, sir.
I said, it don't mean you don't have smart men, but it's time when the queens are raised up, and if you don't believe me, do what Jesus said do. Study the ants and the bees.
Well, I got a black queen sitting across from me. She all of that in a bag of chips, dip peanut, and a Diet Coke. And you know what, Mr. Wade and Mr. Dr. Manuel, I'm not afraid to let her shine because I know who I am. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I support her at the end of the day because, you know, I'm not in competition with her. She, you know, she know who she are. She have a strong sense of knowledge, and even though I may be older, I glean a lot of wisdom from just, you know, in the 5 years of knowing her, you know. And so, you know, we talked about this last year when we talked, when we had diversity, equity, and exclusion. This is why a lot of the preachers down here and down south here in the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex wouldn't let women preach in their pulpits. I ain't never knew what that was all about. You understand what I'm saying?
But they don't have to preach in the pulpits anymore because you have this airway open for them.
Yeah,
the pulpits is not the only place they can speak from now because the airways are wide open, and that air belongs to the Creator. And when you have that woman's hair, it's her glory.
Yes, that woman's hair
is an antenna, like you have an antenna for the radio and the TV. When you have a woman with that hair, it's God's glory. And if they learn how not to cut their hair unless it's a full moon, God is getting directed with these women, and they need to know it and come together, and they need to come together without fear. And like Jesus said now, for you as a follower, it's for you to know, see, and understand. But for them, it's not for them to know, see, or understand. Stop trying to explain this to people who don't have the knowledge to understand it. You understand? Don't be trying to be processed. Don't try to proselytize and win nobody over to God and Jesus, because Jesus' people already have the spirit within them to understand what God and Jesus is about.
Wow.
You don't need nobody to try to convince you of nothing about what Jesus said.
For me, I know you want to jump in. Listen, man, I know you want to jump into this conversation. Come on in this conversation.
I do.
Come on. Ladies and gentlemen on the network, listen, this phone lines are lit up. I can't even stroll down no more.
Right.
So we want to appreciate all of you that's sitting on the phone lines on tonight. We're around the domino table. We're having a disruptive conversation. So glad to hear from Minister Wade. Tell me where you're from again, Mississippi. Where you from, Mr. Wade?
Now, Doctor, you have to study the history of Daniel Boone. I don't know. I didn't bother to study it. I watched it on TV. You know, et cetera, et cetera. But from Boonville, Mississippi, which is approximately about 20 miles south of Corinth, Mississippi, which is the big battleground, so north, south.
No, you done seen a lot down there.
Bro, man, let me put this plug in right quick. First
go right
of all,
ahead, sir.
Down at the brunch, the annual brunch for Deuteronomy women and men of valor,
mm-hmm.
honored occasion. There's
mm-hmm.
no way. I'm gonna go short. Okay. There's no
sure.
way God does not pour out His Spirit on His people.
Mm-hmm.
It's apparent. The only thing that I've in the last 20 years of a highlight,
mm-hmm.
you know, very honorable.
Right, right.
You know, reverencing God, you know,
okay.
and God pouring out on His people. Look, some people don't know what love is, Dr. Emmanuel. They don't know. They don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hurting feeling, E-man. Mr.
They
Andy,
don't know
that's
what
a hurting. They have no idea.
Well, and I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why most of them, you know, because the Negro preacher is preaching about people instead of preaching about God's love. They, you know, most Christians today, they so judgmental in their approach about Christianity until it's to the point that they're not talking God's love when because that's the only thing that we really need to be talking about is the love of God. Not the love of individuals, because though none of us, at the end of the day, the way I perceive it and see it, Negroes will say anything in your face and then use God as love, you know, when they know that ain't even who they are. If we really show the love of God, listen to me, because E-Man ain't scared now. And I got a discerning spirit, too. You understand what I'm saying? Though, trust me, follow me tonight. I ain't tricked by nothing. I know those that show up on the network at a particular time. I can discern all kind of spirits that shows up. They come in regions. And so I ain't tripped up now. You understand what I'm saying? So when we start talking about showing the love of God, this is what bothers me about Christian Negroes. Most of them say they Christians today, but them same Negroes will talk about you soon as you ain't nowhere around, right? So if we gonna keep it in the right perspective, I don't like showboating Negroes, especially in Christians. You better hear me on this network because I ain't afraid. I will come real strong. I don't like them showboat Negroes and hide behind the Bible, hide behind Scripture, and you don't realize we can see you because you are revealed. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all follow me. We all around the globe tonight. I can call you out. I can bust you out. Why? Because it's the E-Man After Show. One of the things that, let's be real clear, the only thing that we are all called to do is to show the love of God.
Amen.
That, you know, and
Amen.
So we ain't about parading for nobody. We ain't not on the E-Man After Show. You don't get a platform to parade over. If you ain't coming with truth and knowledge to liberate our people, because at the end of the day, our people are suffering for the lack of knowledge.
That's
you understand?
Word.
I don't care how much you pray. I don't care how much you read your Bible. If you ain't right today, shout out to my Pastor Frederick Douglass Haynes III here in Friendship West Baptist Church. He have taken on, you see that Dr. Wade? He have taken on the president. Huh?
I understand.
Yeah. Oh, I'll say it. I'll say it. And hope
you
feel it.
I'll shout in a minute. I understand.
Yeah. And so Freddie Haynes have took it on this mandate to help liberate our people. Don't tell me nothing about no Bible scripture. If you ain't signing right now, we got a petition over here on the E-Man After Show, Dr. Manuel and those of you on the network. We're trying to get these damn guns off the street. You understand what I'm saying?
All right.
While we having all these conferences and all these prayer meetings and all these different meetings, no one wants to come together to liberate our people. So you don't talk to me nothing about what people are doing and what they doing, because at the end of the day, that don't matter to me if we ain't getting the work done. If we going to get the guns off the street, if we going to get people saved for real, if we going to show people the love of God for real, I want all the preachers in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex to come together and put this your name on this petition where I can get it to Dr. Freddie Haynes where we can get these guns off the street. Let's make a difference with that. Let's have a prayer meeting about that. You understand what I'm saying? Why? Because at the end of the day, if our babies keep getting shot down, what are we going to do next? You follow me?
I know. Amen, bro.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get
so,
in,
yes, sir.
I'm trying to,
yo, no, this is the evening after show.
On my other phone, my wife's phone is lit up trying to get in and to the other people that's asking questions after that. And I have this one lady telling me she's been hurt so many times by church people. The church people hurt you.
Yeah.
I want to know about the questions out there for me. And so I can try to get some understanding to some other people, if you don't mind, because my wife said, Emmanuel, the phone is lit up. They can't get into the show to ask you any questions. So is anybody else out there that's...
They probably can't get in because so many people done called in. And once so many numbers people call in, it's hard for them to get in. But tell them to keep calling in to 563-999-3456. They can call in or they can click on, if this is a live show, they can go on the network and they can listen. See when the switchboard get lit up like that, you probably can't get in. But like I shared with you today, this is going to be a hot topic tonight. Mm-hmm. And see, I see certain people. See, I ain't stupid. I see certain people that's calling in tonight. I'm watching a whole lot tonight. I can see, you know, and I'm watching certain people call in for a particular reason. You understand? And so they don't know E-Man, Dr. Manuel. They don't know me that well. And I know why they call me. But we want you to keep listening because you will get free and liberated for sure. You understand? And so we don't play with me because I ain't to be played with. Let's be clear about that. What we're doing tonight is, Dr. Manuel, this is why we wanted you to come on, because in being miseducated, these disrupted conversations bring out a whole lot of what's in people, because people begin to show who they are. And so one of the things, the information that you are giving us tonight is enlightening. It's so enlightening. It's so rich until most people that practice Christendom, they can't handle these kind of conversations. So we're not going to let people come on the line to attack you, to be combative with you.
Ooh,
and so to all of you that's trying to call in to be combative, you won't get to do it, because I will shut you down and call you out. You understand what I'm saying? We want to have a conversation for all people. Why? Because I'm diverse like that. So, Manny, you want to jump into this conversation?
Yes.
Yeah, come on into this conversation.
Right.
Well, thank you, Mr. Wade. Man, it's good to hear from you tonight.
Yes, it's
I'm
so
blessed
to hear from you, Minister
Wade.
I've
been blessed.
All right, sir.
You guys. Bless you guys.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Go right here, Mandy.
All right. So, Dr. Emmanuel. All right. So I just want to bring some clarity to the platform, Dr. Emmanuel, because we have people from all walks of life, different backgrounds, different religious backgrounds also. We know that you believe in Jesus. We know that you believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
But just for clarity, are you a Christian?
Am I a Christian?
Yes, sir.
I am basically a spiritist. I have been through a Christian. I would like to say I would be a positive Christian. I don't like that word. I'm a follower of Jesus' things.
Okay.
And whatever you
want
to call that, that's what I am. I don't want to limit myself to Christianity, because I know it's a European word that's been messed around a lot. I am a spiritist. All of my information has come to me through being a spiritist. When I come up in this city, Dallas, and with not only just me, come all the way up to the 12th grade, and you don't know your name in boxcar letters across the sky, all of my daughters are 18, and they can all read, and they all have helped me. They're very highly educated, because guess what? I was so afraid of my kids going to public schools and not learning. They were insistent. They had two things that they had to live for. They had to believe in God, and they had to be educated. And now every one of them are highly educated and they love their daddies. I have 8 children. I have 8 grandchildren, and I have 5 greats. Education is what I believe. Education is what I believe in, and I believe in the teaching of Jesus that they don't want to teach in these churches. And that's the best way I can answer you, because the Christianity the way it was taught to me, it didn't work for me. The only thing that started really working for me was my clients when the police department would call me, the consul's office, who did this crime and where I tell them. When I found out that the Dallas Police Department was basing the criminal, I stopped helping them find people because they were murdering my people on the street, and they would not help me. So I hope I'm asking you, when you say, am
you
I
absolutely
a Christian?
Are. No, you absolutely are. Thank you for that. I asked because we have so many people on the line tonight, and we have people, they just logged in approximately 30 minutes ago. So I wanted to bring clarity to the platform. Also, with that being said, I also want to bring clarity to a few things that you've covered tonight. You've covered colorology, numerology, astrology, right?
Right, right.
And I know that back in the Bible days that, you know, astrology was practiced and you know, it was practiced and there was certain information that was gained from astrology. As someone that's a follower of Christ, we may have listeners on the line, Dr. Emmanuel, that may ask, say, Dr. Emmanuel, you're referring to numerology, which we know God speaks through numbers. This is why we, and just to simplify it, this is why we refer to numbers such as 7 as a number of completion,
right.
8 as new beginnings, et cetera, right? So we do know that God speaks through numbers. But the language, Dr. Manuel, that you're using, someone may be a little confused. I'll go back. I want to retroactively speak right now. You spoke earlier about the art of palm reading, and I ask you, with sir, you know, we have spoken, and you know that I have the highest respect for you, but I do ask you, for those that are curious and would like to know, in your opinion, what is the difference from certain things that you have spoke on tonight, and we're talking about the spiritual, because I know that you are a spiritualist, and but certain things you spoke on tonight, such as helping out the police department, which I do believe that spirit-filled believers that get their source from the Holy Spirit can do that. God can do anything. We do not limit him. However, we do have some that says, how can you speak of astrology and use the term numerology, which that is what it is when you're getting the meaning of numbers, and say that you are a believer in Jesus, right? Do your source, your information, come from the Holy Spirit?
Good question.
If I am for me to be a man, cannot read and write, not educated, to deliver 4 children into this world, where do you think I would get that kind of knowledge from? I got it from dreams. I got it directed from God's Holy Spirit. And God has showed me, don't allow your children to be delivered in none of these hospitals. My grandmother was afraid of anybody to park in hospital because they want your genes. They want your DNA. They want your stem cells. And when I delivered my 3rd daughter, they wanted to come and arrest me. And they wanted to, guess what they wanted to know with my 3rd daughter? Where did you do with the afterbirth bag? They wanted to know what I did with that. That's what they wanted, so they could trace back our blood types and our information in there. So my next 4th child, guess what? They didn't get that bag, and I studied it, and I understood why they wanted to find out who we are, and I found out this. Astrology is a science. Now, when you're looking at this, we have different gifts. Some people are multi-talented. Some people have one gift. Some people, now you have a gift. Now look at this. John in that Bible, when he wrote that Revelation, when he's talking about Jesus, then you see in that where he said he looked in Jesus' hand and he saw 7 stars in his hand. They were not the lit up stars that's in the sky. They were lines that made stars up in his hand. This is the palm reading. And you have, he said, John, as I was on the Isle of Patmos, that was a prison that he was in. And as he was sleeping, his spirit and soul travel outside of his body and travel where Jesus was. This is what happens to me when I'm dealing, when Constable Jernigan was coming to me and asking me about different crimes and stuff in the city. And I would tell him what it was. I moved across the street from the courthouse on 12th Street in Oak Cliff when I came here from California. People were coming in and out of my place by the droves. I had cars parked everywhere, right across from the constable's office. He came in one day and he said, Mr. Hepzibah, I noticed all kind of traffic coming in and out of your house. So I just wanted to know in the uniform. He said, I wanted to know if you're selling drugs. I want to know what the deal is on all these traffic people coming in and out of this place. And I said, Constable Jernigan, I am a tarot reader and I am a spiritual psychist, and people come to me for readings. So he said to me, he said, well, since you're a reader, can you read me? I said, Constable Jernigan, yes, sir, I can read you. And he said, what do I have to do for you to read me? I said, Constable Jernigan, you have to pay me. If you want me to read, you have to pay me. So when I gave him his reading and told him about what was going on, it blew his mind. And so he started asking me about different cases that he was going to have. And then he decided that he was going to send me to meet the governor of Texas because she was going to run for the governor. And it's one thing that Constable Jernigan don't know right this very day because I haven't had a chance to talk to him. But when he ran for the election and lost his election, he won the election. They fictitiously didn't give it to him. And I haven't talked to him since then and let him know that. But when he did send me to go see the governor, and I did the readings on her and showed her how she was going to win that election, and right this very day, I still have judges that I read right in the city of Dallas that knows me. And I was going, so here's what I'm trying to say now. The art of the reading, look at the revelations with John talking about when he went to see Jesus. And the black people have been afraid to light a candle. The candle lighting is a major art, and black people are afraid of it. Any sound that you make is a musical note. I know how to organize it. Right now, if you played something for me and I played it for you, I would not know what key it's in. Now, since I go to school and majored in music at Cedar Valley, guess what? Play something for me now, I can tell you exactly what key it's in. I didn't know this before, but guess what? I could play it. Now I've learned the language of the music, and God already gave me the knowledge before I ever went to step my foot in this college, and they have me on their featured. You see what I'm saying? God is God, and people are jealous. When you go to a parishioner or a preacher, don't you know they're jealous of you when you are a seer or you are a psychic and you are a God? And they are really jealous of you when you're a woman because they want to call you a witch.
You better
God
come through.
God gave me these gifts. And like I said, your answer to your question, you can say, now, if I tell you the truth about something, you know my philosophy. If you sit down, I tell people, don't ask me anything. Don't sit down and play with these tarot cards or these numbers because God is going to show me. Because before I read, I'm going to say, God, my father, my divine mother and father, what do you want me to tell this man? What do you want me to tell this person? And God shows that to me. So you decide whether I'm a Christian. And I'm not trying to prove I'm no Christian person.
Right.
Yes,
sir. And that's totally understandable, Dr. Emmanuel. And you do not have to. But I do, we here on the E-Man After Show, we do want to bring clarity to the platform because there's so much information out here, right? And we have so many people. They have so many different practices.
Right.
And they do have the Lord's name on it, for example. There's something you mentioned I do want to speak about, if I may.
Go right ahead, man.
You spoke on the tarot card reading, Dr. Emmanuel. Now, a lot of us, and I'm asking you this because I ask you, you know, about your belief system, and you are a believer, and we knew that, but I thought I would bring clarity to the platform. But you mentioned tarot reading. Now, tarot reading to a lot of us, Dr. Emmanuel, will be considered divination, meaning that the source of information is coming from a demonic entity. Can you differentiate the type of tarot reading that you're speaking of versus the information that would come from the spirit of the air, the spirit of water, or just from divination altogether?
I sure can.
Thank you.
The tarot cards came to me as a physical, a physical means to keep people from being afraid. When I would tell people something, before I even begin, I didn't do tarot cards after my third daughter was born, because people would get afraid of me if I just told them something that God said to me. The tarot thing was just a way to get past the fear people had. And I would use, did I have any tarot cards with me when I first did the readings on you and your husband? I didn't have any tarot cards. I just walked in there.
Listen, let me say this. I did not know Dr. Emmanuel, for those of you that are listening on the...
The tarot card was my business. I don't need tarot cards to read me. You can have somebody walk in your office right now and say, Emmanuel, I have such and such in my office. Who are they? What are they? And what do they want? That I can do, because I'm going to ask God, show me this person. I understand about the spirit. I have been gifted. If I go to when I go to the church with my friend Stanley Anderson, who has been playing since he was 3 years old, we play the event yesterday. I've been playing since I was 7 years old. Never had no lessons in anything. And I taught my daughter how to play the trumpet and how to play and how to run. Here's what I'm saying. God gives you gifts. The political system
he does.
And the religious system is trying to take your attention off of the God that's within you, talking to you on a daily basis, and they dominate what you hear, so you cannot understand. The tarot card was my business. I understand about, and they teach you about the spirit of number. The seven is the number for victory. It's not what the seven is, a number for victory, and it's a number for invisibility. The number six that they say is Satan's number. God, Satan didn't invent no number. God is the one who gave us numbers. Six is the number. Hold on. Six is a number that means beauty. And Satan is to have nothing to do with that number. The number zero means nothingness and total faith of invisibility. All these numbers, you have a male number, you have a female number, and you have an androgynous number, which means male and female. God's spirit is androgynous. God, when you see God saying God is your divine mother and God is your divine father, that is a spirit of male and female. And I ask a many women this question: have you ever thought about God being a woman? And you will be surprised. A woman that thinks about it, sometimes they're afraid to say yes. Some women would tell me, "Well, I never thought about God being a woman." And some women, right away off the bat, have you ever thought about God being a woman? Yes, I have. Why is it always God? He, God, he, God, he, God, he. When all of a sudden God's word said, "God is your divine mother and father," and that's exactly what that means. The tarot card answer is, that's a business that I learned, and I know tarot deals with colors, and it deals with numbers. And I know it off the top of my head. And if you tell me the date you were born and the year you were born, and I give you, there's a number that covers you every year that changes every year. And when you learn to work off your numbers, your year, you can be successful. If you learn how to eat according to the blood type that you have in your body, you'd be surprised the health benefits it would give you. What blood type are you, either one of them? Do you know?
Well, let's do this. Dr. Manuel, because we got 10 minutes before we wrap. Go right here, Mandy.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Emmanuel. We're going to have to bring you on for part two.
I already told you.
Let me say this. I want to go back to your question.
Mm-hmm.
You ask if you pull tarot cards out for me and Eldridge. So prior to me and E-Man getting married, we went by Dr. Emmanuel's house.
Right.
And I was introduced to Dr. Emmanuel. And when he first met me, he just began to speak. There was no questions asked. He barely knew my name. And he began to speak. And honestly, Dr. Emmanuel, at the time, you definitely called out my God-given calling, you know. There was nothing involved, no tarot card. And I do know that God speaks, right? But we wanted to bring clarity to the platform because, and even with my beliefs, right, what I've been taught and what I believe, the Holy Spirit speaks to me, right, through prophecy, word of knowledge, things of that nature. But all of the information that I get, it is from the Holy Spirit. So I know, Dr. Emmanuel, with no disrespect to you, sir, that people are, if a person believes the way I believe and that's how they get their information and you say tarot card, I already know that minds are going to wonder. So
right,
I
right.
figured I would go ahead and ask the question.
And so with that, yes, sir. And so with that being said, Dr. Manuel, and those of you guys that's on the network, on the phone lines, on tonight, because the phone lines are lit up on tonight. I see different numbers that we normally call in that have called in on tonight. Listen, I pay attention to a whole lot of stuff. The reason why we having this conversation, Dr. Manuel, around the domino table, because I already told you this is going to be a disruptive conversation,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to get into some stuff that we're going to have to bring you back for a part two. First of all, to those of you that's Christians on the network, I'm not intimidated to have these kind of conversations. I'm not in fear to have these kind of conversations. I want these kind of conversations. Why? Because if we unlearned, we don't know what the cipher and what to decipher,
mm-hmm.
because there's so much been out there. And so we haven't really even touched the surface of understanding what's been really left out for us to understand.
Mm.
And so out of all that getting, we want to get understanding. We're not here to combat no one in
right.
their beliefs. You believe what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I don't really care what you believe, but you can believe what you want to believe. You can believe this brother, and you ain't got to believe this brother.
Right.
But rest assured, that goes the opposite way. A person don't have to believe you.
Right.
And so what we try to do, Dr. Manuel, we as people, we got to learn how to be open to have conversations and listen to our brothers and sisters and their perspective of what they believe, how they believe, and see if we walk away from the table getting understanding of, okay, that part I can use, that part I can throw away.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm not going to go that way.
Yes.
You understand what
yes.
I'm saying? Why? Because we know who and whom we are. The reason why E-Man is not intimidated, because I already know who I am.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And so I'm so peacock proud tonight, sir, to have you on this network. I'm going to bring you back probably in the later months because we got to finish this kind of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to spark a revolution. I'm trying to upset some apple carts. Yes, I'm trying to do a lot of that, Mandy.
Right.
Why? Because I'm Dr. Manuel. I'm tired of talking to sisters and brothers and young people, and they can't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't figure it out because we done been lied to for so long, and we done been misled for so long. And so when you get a platform like this here, you know, certain people are trying to shut you down because they want to keep on being lied to.
Mm-hmm.
But you just can't shut people down that's been called to do certain things. You understand what I'm
right.
saying? And go ahead, man.
And for the listeners out there, we ask questions, combative questions, because we know that we have all type of people listening.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, our job, as Dr. Emmanuel teaches, as he provide us with a wealth of knowledge and information, our job is to bring clarity. It does not do any good for Dr. Emmanuel
right,
to release
right.
information if what he's releasing is being combated and there's no understanding.
Yes,
so
yes.
what we want to do, this is why I went back and I asked Dr. Emmanuel these questions.
Yes.
Not only just clarity for those of you that are listening, but clarity for myself as well in certain areas.
Right, right.
Because there's a lot of what Dr. Emmanuel have stated tonight that I definitely understand, right?
Yes,
and
yes.
there's some of what he stated tonight, I may not quite understand. So I know if I do not understand it, and it's according to my belief, I know that a lot of you are not understanding it as
and
well.
And so that's why we're going to bring you back, and because I already told you it's going to be a 2-hour show tonight and some, but we are running out of time. And so, Dr. Manuel, we're going to have to bring you back, and we're going to have to finish this conversation.
Yes.
Sir, we want to appreciate you for sharing your information. It went real well across the network. We have people texting us. We have people calling us. We have people writing in. Why? Because they are hungry for this information. Mm-hmm. And to those of you, go out and really study. Go out and research. We're not trying to get you to rebuke the devil and plead the blood tonight. That ain't what we're trying to get you to do. And so don't be stupid. You know, because and the reason why I talk like this, because I already know church people. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
They'll reject this kind of conversation because they don't understand the conversation.
Right.
And so you got to be open to understand the conversation and to hear what we're talking about. Don't miss what we're talking about tonight.
Right. And it would be different if Dr. Emmanuel was on the line giving information, no context.
Yeah.
He has provided tools for research, and when we bring him on later on, we know that he's providing tools for research. So seek out and research for yourselves. You know, that's just like even it for the since you mentioned church, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Even with when we go to the house of the Lord, anybody that releases a word of the Lord to you, they should always tell you to study for yourself.
Yeah.
Always. So at the end of the day, you've been given tools to go and to study. So I recommend that go and study. And what's for you is for you. And what's not, it's not.
And it'll be okay.
It's okay.
Well, Dr. Manuel, we thank you tonight, sir. We got to wrap this show up. And, sir, we're going to bring you back for a part two. I'm going to have to get with you because we got to come back around the domino table and finish this conversation. And so, sir, I want to appreciate you on tonight.
Yeah.
We just get started because I got a whole lot of, about three or four more other guys going to liberate us just as well. And I think you know a few of them. And so, man, we appreciate you on tonight. But you know what, Dr. Manuel, this leads me into my E-Man thoughts for tonight. To those of you that's on the network, on the phone lines, I want to leave you with a thought, and we're calling the E-Man thoughts. Stop judging people off of what others have said about them. Be wise and get to know them for yourself. I think that's worth repeating. You need to get your pen and write this one down. This is my thought for tonight as we get ready to wrap this show up. Stop judging people off of what others have said about them. Be wise and get to know them for yourself. Dr. Manuel, you got 1 minute to give some shout-outs, and we're going to close the show out, sir.
Well, I want to give the shout-out to all of the people that's listening. And I wanted to give you an information that I found out since I've been in school. I'm almost the oldest student there. But the school I'm going to is filled with females. And I have daughters that is as sharp as a tack, sharp as a razor. I know nothing out here. So God's word will not be in vain. And God's word and God's word is going to protect me and us and all the listeners who are really hungry and thirsty for the truth. Thank you very much for allowing me to be on your show. And I've been encouraged to get my TV show back on my history teachings.
Well, we'll contact you about that. Well, I want to thank you, sir, tonight. We got to wrap this show up.
Yes, thank you.
And so thank you guys for listening on tonight. Come back next Sunday night. We got Bible study on the email after the show. We got a young man that's going to come back and teach us the word of God. Until the amen, is that it?
That's it.
Thank you, Dr. Manuel. We'll catch up with you later,
thank
sir.
Thank you, Dr. Manuel.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Hey, what's up now?
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, we don't.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.